This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Friday, October the 3rd. Deputies have arrested a man after he allegedly threatened and assaulted a woman and then fired a shot inside of a home. The entire incident was caught on a 911 tape. Christopher McPherson, age 41, of Pine Log Road, is in jail under no bond. He's charged with two counts of domestic violence and assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. He fled the scene of the September incident, but was arrested early Wednesday. Multiple students faced juvenile petitions after two teachers were struck during a fight at South Columbus High School on Tuesday. A fight off campus apparently extended into the school day, according to the sheriff's office. Several students allegedly went to a classroom and attacked another student. The teachers were hit while they were trying to break up the fight. Lisa Danielle Landreth faces child abuse charges after her two children tested positive for methamphetamines. Landreth, age 33, is being held under no bond. The children allegedly ingested the drugs after Landreth allowed them access to a quantity of meth at her home near Whiteville. The State Bureau of Investigation is reviewing a shooting after a suspect was found dead following a gunfight with officers from multiple agencies in St. Paul's. The suspect in the case opened fire on officers who were serving a fugitive warrant, according to the Robeson County Sheriff's Office. He then barricaded himself inside a camper with a female suspect for several hours. The male suspect was eventually found dead of a gunshot wound after a SWAT team breached the camper. The Columbus County Fair gets underway Tuesday at the fairgrounds. Monday is the parade through downtown Whiteville. That kicks off at 4 p.m. We'll be broadcasting it live via Columbus County News and Columbus County TV. And you can look at the fair book on our website at columbuscountynews.com. Make sure you share your fair photos with us throughout the week on our Facebook page. Governor Josh Stein today said he will sign HB 307, Irena's Law, the sweeping criminal reform bill that was passed last week by the General Assembly. HB 307 tightens pretrial release for violent offenders, cuts cashless bail, establishes new rules for ordering mental health evaluations, and sets new timelines for death penalty appeals. It also allows for execution by firing squad. The governor has been a strong proponent of mental health reforms, but he is also against the death penalty. We have much more on the story on our website, as well as a link to his video address on HB 307. The town of Bolton will hold their 21st annual Pine Tree Festival tomorrow. The parade begins at 10 a.m. There'll be food, crafts, vendors, music, entertainment, and children's activities at the town park all day long. Fair Bluff has the first Saturday Market Fall Edition tomorrow morning starting at 8 a.m. There'll be live music, a kids pumpkin carving contest, a fishing contest, with vendors, and the livestock swap. The Columbus County Farmers Market Fall Harvest Festival is tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. It was postponed from last week due to the weather. There'll be a live band, games, food, and much more. Admission is $5. Children under 9 get in free. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.